Parsha Shmini discusses the various animals that are kosher and are not. And the Parsha ends off, Zoi Seris Abahim of Oif, Chol Nefesh Achayim, Harimesses Bamayim, Chol Nefesh Asheret Zalaret, Lahavdil Ben Atomi Ben Ator, Ben Achayim Nechaos Ben Achayim Shaloi Serichol. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Lahavdil Ben Atomi Ben Ator, Ben Achayim Nechaos Ben Achayim Shaloi Serichol? Rashi says, "Ben atomi ben ator, tzorach lemer ben chamor laparo." You have to be mavdo between a donkey and a cow. V'loy kvar mefurashimim. Already says what the simonim are that are mitar an animal. Already says that. Already figure out that a cow is kosher and chamor is not. Elo ben tmei lecho l'tahir lecho. Ben nishchat chetzim shalkano l'nishchat ruboy. Says Rashi, you know, even with regard to a cow, which is kosher, sometimes it's not kosher. You have to be mavdo between when it's kosher and when it's not kosher. When it was shechted only halfway, which is treif, to shechted roif, then it's kosher. How much is the difference between a chetzi of shokonel and nishchat ruboi? So Rabban brings down Besam Chazal already misyachas to this. The end of the Brisa says, v'katoni hosom v'kamu bein rubi lechetziov k'malo yisairo. Says the Rabban from Chazal, what's the difference between Nishchat chetziyev and nishchat ruboy, a mashu, kimloy sairo, a hair's breadth. Literally, once it's over a half, then you already have roif. Once it's already roif, it's kosher. Maybe midarabanu we need a roif anir leinayim, but certainly midaraisa, as long as you have roif, then you're fine, which is a mashu, a millimeter above chetziyev. The lechur, the difference between tarfus and kashrus that comes out is really a hair's breadth. And the truth is, it's not just with regard to kashrus, but that's really all of Yiddishkeit. It's so interesting. This year I saw a Haggadah, I can't recall where I saw it though, that brought down that all the Mefarshim or Matmiya on the Shalas Chochm, the Shalas Rasha, the Lechuro, they seem very similar. They both seem to be asking, what's the avodah for you? Doesn't seem to be very much of a difference. They're not asking the fisha, like we say about the Rosh, the fisha, Isi Atzma Ibn HaKlal, Kofar Beker, Lachur, the Rosh also, the Tadik Zosa Mashma, yes, Eidit HaChukim, Asher Tziv Hashem Eschem. It also sounds like it's referring to you, it's not referring to him, he was also Isi Atzma Ibn HaKlal. So I saw somebody say that in Echanam, Itaka, there's very small difference. There is Itaka only a very small difference. In the Lashon, how he said it, Itako, it seems at face value, maybe that they're very similar. But the difference is a hair's breadth. Kama bein chetziyev l'rubai is k'mlei sar. That makes the whole difference. That's really the whole difference, is the slight difference, the linguistic difference, the difference in the way that he phrases his question. Ma'idus v'achukim v'mishpatim, he shows an interest in the details, he is interested. Obviously, he is connecting to it, as opposed to the Rasha, which Ma'avod Ziz Lachem is not really, it's just a general question of what's this all about. Despite the fact that at face value, it seems that they're both being Moiti Atma Min Eker, Moiti Atma Min Aklal, nevertheless, certainly there's a big difference between them. It might look like a hair's breadth, but the difference is between Tarfus and Kashrus. And that's really all of Yiddishkeit is between Tarfus and Kashrus is a hair's breadth. The difference between being Mechal Shabbos and not being Mechal Shabbos is a person's mindset. Is it Beshogig? Is it Bemezid? Is it Bikuch Nefesh? Is it not? If it's not really Bikuch Nefesh, it's Mechal Shabbos, then he's Chayiv Skilo. And if it is Bikuch Nefesh, then it's not. And what's the difference between Bikuch Nefesh and not Bikuch Nefesh? Could be a millimeter on a person's vein of how much blood is coming out. It's all the differences. Hair's breadth is what makes the difference in everything. In a mikvah, arbaim sa chaser kurtov, chaser a tiny little bit, is the difference between chorus and not chorus. Before shkia and after shkia, can be the difference between before tzitzit gechav and after tzitzit gechav, is the difference between the chayiv misor or not. Certainly, all the things is the difference in Yiddishkeit is a hair's breadth, and that's the havdalah which is necessary. The havdalah which is necessary is to be mavdil in all the nekudos of what is kosher and what is treif? Chometz and matzah, that's the whole Pesach. Like the Mefarshim were saying, what's the difference between chometz and matzah? A second before 18 minutes and a second after 18 minutes. Is the chiluk between karis, or whether or not a person is mekayim the mitzvah that we only have once a year, of according to many shittas, Leila Seder, that we have of being mekayim the mitzvah matzah. And it's certainly, which is my person, and it's lechem de'emnuso, it gives a person emuno, can even give a person emuno, or chas v'shalom take away from emuno, because of a hair's breadth of time, a hair's breadth of not being makbid of, at the time of preparing the matzah, whether or not it's kosher, whether or not it's straight, whether or not it's chometz, whether or not it's matzah. And bechlal, the Rebbe in the lashon of the chometz and matzah. What's the difference between chometz and matzah? They both have a ches, they both have a mem, they both have a tzadi, both chometz and matzah. The difference is, what's the last letter? Is it a hey or a ches? Which are also very similar. They both have a top and they both have a side. The question is the second side. Is it a half of a side or is it a full side? But at the end of the day, the difference is omashu. The difference between chometz and matzah is taka mashu. And it's a world of a difference. It's a world of a difference. And really all of Yiddishkeit is in the details. Is in the details. That's really what it's all about. And it's the details that make the difference. Zivin doesn't make the difference. And there's no detail which is not chashiv. And the details are, it can be a world of a difference. And that's really, though, it's the discerning. It's where it's not so clear. It's not between a para and a chamar that we have to discern. That's clear. That's clear whether it be Michal Shabbos, not be Michal Shabbos. Sometimes it's very, very clear whether or not yes, when a chazer is treif and a cow is kosher and cow's meat is kosher, that part is easy. It's the part which is when it gets blurry, when it's not so simple, and we start having sfeikus, it's very borderline in different areas, borderline in kashrus, and borderline in tznius, and borderline in limanatura, borderline in where a person should go, where a person should live, borderline where it's not 100% sure, discussing it, and it's very, there's a suffix there. Sometimes the difference is not so clear, and the difference is a hair's breadth away of where we decide to go, where we decide to live, where we decide to do, where we decide to eat, how we decide to dress, what we decide to bring into our house, all these things that are sveikris that a person has to always be on top of his game to make sure, and bemakom suffix to ask. Certainly to ask in not to decide for himself in a case where it's not so clear, and he might have an agias one way or another. The person should clarify first before making a decision. Certainly if a person shechted, he's not sure if it's Rubish Okana or not Rubish Okana, talking about a millimeter, then you bring it to Rav, you know, make sure before you start eating it. Certainly with regard to all other aspects. Besim, it's all aspects of Yiddishkeit. It's always in the details. There's actually a story that I heard, I think I maybe mentioned it once. But I took it a little bit differently than the Baal Maisa took it. But I think it brings out the point. And I heard from somebody who spoke to this person, who was one of the chief rabbi, I think, of Brazil, that he was once in Chicago, and he was speaking to his wife in Hebrew. And somebody passed by him, and he overheard him speaking in Hebrew, and says, "Oh, are you Jewish?" So he says, "Yes." He says, he was looking him up and down, and Mamish, and all around, and he says, can I help you? Yeah, are you Jewish? So he says, yeah, I am. He says, wow, this is the first time that I met somebody from the Chosen Nation. This is the first time that I met somebody from the Chosen Nation. And he was all excited. And at one point he stops and he says, can I ask you a question? He says, sure, go ahead and ask. So he says, what is one a person from the Chosen Nation like? What's he thinking about when he's walking down the street? Like, what do you even think about now when you're walking down the street? Before I met you. So he says, this is a question that really embarrassed him, put him in his place. He says, what was he going to tell him? That he's looking for a store, a kosher restaurant? That's what he's looking for, a place to eat? That's what he's telling him? So he says, like, he didn't have an answer for him. From this guy that stopped him, like, you know, it was like, put him in his place. Now, I took the story a little bit differently. Fakir, I think that's the godless of a yid. The godless of a yid is that there is no stam. Everything is with a cheshbon. Everything is in the details, and we're eating, but there's no eating stam. The eating is there's eating with kashrus. Yeah, I'm walking down the street, and I'm not just going to any store. I'm looking to see if it's kosher. And I'm not just wearing any begadim. I'm looking to see that if it fits my standards. And we're not just taking everything into my house. And I'm looking to make sure that it's everything has to be on par. And I don't just do whatever I want. If it's Shabbos, then I can't. And every aspect of our lives is defined by the details that are involved. And the details are what's kaveh. The details are kaveh, whether or not it's kosher, whether or not it's treif. But I think this is really, this is, brings us to the flip side of the Nekuda, and that is that there's nothing which is not Choshev. There's nothing which is not Choshev, and if a hair's breadth, a millimeter, is what defines something as treif, then certainly a hair's breadth is what defines it as kosher as well. And there's nothing which is not choshev in Yiddishkeit. I saw a sefer. It said, what's it? Kilu, you know, does a Kadosh Baruch Hu really care about the millimeter? That's the difference, the millimeter. What are we talking about? The chetzi shel konel and rubi shel konel. The difference is a millimeter. As people like to ask, does it really make a difference if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we take the peas from the carrots from the peas on Shabbos? Is the millimeter really make a difference? So the truth is, so he wanted to say in the same, he says, hey, if you would appreciate what a yid is and what a mitzvah is, then yeah, even a millimeter, even a, says a diamond, right, that's a millimeter bigger, it's not just, you know, a little bit more in price. It's a whole different price, it's a whole different ballpark. Every single millimeter changes the size, changes the price of the diamond. Doesn't need just like doesn't work by millimeters. That if every millimeter is worth a certain amount, it works exponentially. Then as it grows a little bit, and the more that it grows, it gets the every millimeter bigger. It's not just double; it could be 10 times the amount. It could be everything is chashiv. In Yiddishkeit, there's nothing which is not chashiv, and every mitzvah is chashiv, and every machshava is chashiv. And every smile that a person does is chashiv. Every aspect of a yid, every detail in a person's life, has chashivas and brings a person nitzchias. If a person realizes that it's bringing him to nitzchias, like the mashal that they say, right? If a person is going to the moon and he was a centimeter off from where he was when he was launched from the launch pad, so by the time he gets to the moon, then he's going to be, you know, it could be kilometers, thousands of miles away from where his destination is. If you realize that every mitzvah you're really launching into nitzchias. Nitzchias is not the moon. Nitzchias is not light years. Nitzchias is billions and billions of years. Then every single mashu that a person is mischazik, and every single person mashu, a person thinks, what does it help to be mischazik? Or one time I did it. One time was I refrained from speaking lashon hara. What was it already? But I'm ready. So you know. So unfortunately, nitzchal in it. Then what is it? No. Everything is choshev, and everything is nitzchias, and everything has the ability to really be mile a person, to give a person kedusha, to give a person lahavdu ben atomi ben ator ben achaya nechalas lachaya sheinu nechalas. It has the ability to really be mile a person to a whole different madrigal. Rabbi Yaakov Lindsay brings down that he was once by Rabbi Chaim Kreisworth, the guy of Antwerp. And he walked in, and Rabbi Chaim Kreisworth says, listen to this funny din Torah that I had. So he says that there was two people that came in, and one was a businessman that worked for somebody else, and they had decided on that he's getting a percentage. So what was the percentage that they were getting? It was a question whether or not he was getting 0.005%. Or 0.006. In other words, basically they were having a machlokes over a thousandth of a percent. A thousandth of a percent. That's what they were arguing about. So Yapolinsky says, how small people could be, you know, that's what they're arguing over. So it's kind of surprising if you realize that they were talking about a deal that was diamonds that was in the many millions of dollars, he says then even a thousandth of a percent has chashivas. And it could be a difference of thousands of dollars. It could be a difference of, depending on how big exactly the deal was, it could be thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, one or a thousandth of a percent. We're talking about in the millions. Mamela, there's a person who appreciates that every mitzvah that he does, there's nothing which is not choshev. There's nothing which doesn't have a chashivas in Yiddishkeit. And every single opportunity that we have, every detail. Every detail that goes into every mitzvah, every simat leiv that we give to a davening, every kapitel tilin that we say in Psukhi de Zimra that we had kavana for, every pasuk that we said, every bracha that we mentioned, everything else is chashivas, and it's shavet to be mashkiya, even if it's only going to last for, his service is going to last for 1 minute. My service for Asher Yatzar is going to be for this specific Asher Yatzar, and not for anything else. It doesn't make a difference. Everything is chashiv, and everything is nitzchias, and if we really appreciate really appreciate what a mitzvah is, then we put our heart and soul into every single detail.